We will always be eternally grateful to Roger Glass for helping us get this building finally in place. I'll tell the same story I've told for now 27 years, that when I interview here back in 1996, they apologized for the building that I was doing my audition in. They said, "Don't worry, we're building an art center soon." And so it's been 27 years, and as my department chair, Toby Rush, says, well, that just proves we keep our promises.
That's Patrick Reynolds talking about the new performance space at the University of Dayton, the Roger Glass Center for the Arts. I'm Larry Carrasel with Arts Focus.
First of all, it's a beautiful facility. The lobby is stunning. I don't want to say that I favor the lobby over any other space, but when you walk in, you're really struck with the openness and the brightness and the airiness and the comfortness of the whole. It's a very welcoming facility. There's a beautiful art gallery that has rotating displays. There's an experimental theater that has rotatable seating where you can seat in any configuration, bleacher seating all around or on one side, and it's completely strung for lighting. I don't know anything about the technical aspects of theater, but it looks like an extremely versatile space. Then you get to the concert hall, and one thing I'm particularly proud about is that I was on the committee that made lots of the decisions about how it would look. We couldn't control the size of it, but we could control the aesthetics of it, and it's primarily wood. It's beautiful. It's acoustically very adjustable. It's essentially built inside a large concrete structure, but then, like the Schuster Center, there are a series of curtains that are completely adjustable and programmable so that you can come in and make the hall very resonant, or you can make it very dry. The back of the stage, far upstage, will actually slide forward in 5 panels, so you can create a smaller space on stage. So if you have a string quartet, you simply would pull the back forward. The two things I enjoy the most about the space is that it's really beautiful and how versatile it is.
What's the seating capacity?
Just under 400. So it's not a large hall, and I think that works well for our purposes. It also works well in relationship to other facilities in the city. It's not intended to be another Schuster Center. It's intended to be a very, very nice, smaller auditorium.
What is your first performance going to be at the Glass Center?
I have two performances. First of all, as you know, as most people know, we had some delays in construction. In fact, if you go backstage now, they're still working. They're still tweaking things and whatnot. We've been in there to rehearse. But our first concerts were supposed to be back in January. And then there were some issues that delayed it considerably. So now my first two concerts will be on Sunday, April 14th. At 2 o'clock, the University Orchestra is performing, and that's with Elena Saliba, soprano. She's going to be our soloist on that performance. Then we're having a reception in the lobby and a little bit of a stage switch around, and then the Symphonic Wind Ensemble comes in at 4:30. This is my feeling about going into the space. I'm incredibly aware of how many generations of students and faculty didn't have this space. So with the Wind Ensemble concert, for me, it's been all about recognizing the people who didn't use the space. And so I have an emerita faculty member coming back to conduct. Linda Hartley is going to guest conduct. We have a graduate in music education back from around 2004 who's going to come guest conduct. We have a soloist, a trumpet soloist, who's an alumna from the early 2000s. She's going to perform with us. And so for me, this concert is not just about my first performance there, because I've waited a long time. It's really about recognizing the fact that this is something that we've been waiting for a long time. Lots of people didn't have it, and my hope that over the next year, I can create opportunities for alumni to come play on the stage, join us in the groups, so that we can share this amazing new facility with people who, through the years, were always told that it was coming. That weekend, the 13th and the 14th, are sort of grand opening weekend, where on the 13th, the public can join us for free anytime between 11:30 in the morning going into the afternoon with a series of short performances. So they could come and go, or they can sit and stay, and they can be in the concert hall. That's on Saturday, April 13th, pretty much all day, all part of the middle of the day, from 11:30 to 3:30 or so. And then on Sunday, I just would love to see the community come in and experience two different groups. You hear an orchestra at 2, you hear a wind ensemble at 4:30. I think it's a great opportunity to come in, no admission charge, and experience the auditorium and two performances, and then join us for a reception afterward. I think it's going to be a great time. I'm excited.
Patrick Reynolds from the University of Dayton. Get more information about the new Roger Glass Center for the Arts by visiting udayton.edu/artssciences. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.